How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today. And now, as usual, now for Fridays, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We play four soundbites. You vote. It's very easy. You can vote for whatever reason you want to. You agree, disagree. All you do is give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can always vote, as many do, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 3rd, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, the listener with the best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. It's one of the only ways to get the LPR bundle package. Up first for sound bites this week, the first one, soundbite number one, Pastor Mason Beecroft was with us. He talked about being faithful, not successful.
We're American pragmatists. We want to grow in nickels and noses, and therefore doctrine becomes completely secondary. And rather than being faithful, we want to be successful. And I will confess that every parish pastor feels that pressure. It's very difficult to tell people in our own modern age in America that Athanasius, you know, gets kicked out of his church, you know, what, 6 or 7 or 8 times simply for being faithful rather than being successful, just doesn't fly. Paul writes to the Galatians. He talks about the need to be faithful to the truth that's been handed over, and a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And yet we're willing oftentimes to tolerate false doctrine. We'll quote-unquote Lutheranize the 40 Days of Purpose or Lutheranize the Prayer of Jabez simply for the sake of drawing people in, whatever that means.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or leave your vote for us at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, a montage of Glenn Beck himself from his Restoring Honor rally.
This isn't about one church or one faith over another. It is about the eternal principles of God. Go to your churches, your synagogues, your mosques. You go to those that are teaching the lasting principles. These 240 men and women of all faiths are standing here today. The Black Robe Regiment is back again today.
5,000 years ago, on the other side of the planet, a chosen people listened to the Lord. At the same time those things were happening, on this side, on this land, another group of people were gathered here, and they too were listening to God, God's chosen people, the Native Americans and the Pilgrims. To restore America, to restore honor, we've got to start at the beginning and look at the patterns. When people came together of different faiths in the Spirit of God, and the first thing they did was prayed together.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three. Pastor Marcus Zill talking about the most important college decision your student needs to make.
One of my hobby horses is always to try to tell parents and young people, it's wonderful to think about, okay, what do I want to do in my life and what kind of a major discipline do I want to get involved with in college, but 80% of our college students change that once they show up anyways. And so it's very, very important that you think, we can say that the number one thing in our lives is our spiritual life, but then we pick a college and worry about what the spiritual alphabet soup is going to be later. And so my advice to parents and young people out there, if they're listening, is to think very, very critically about, where am I going to go to church when I go off to college? What difference does it make if I gain the whole world yet lose my soul?
And that's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery talking about Jesse Helms' willingness to pray the Hail Mary in school.
Helms, who was a conservative first and a religious person second, in order to support the idea of school prayer, said, well, yes, I guess I wouldn't be bothered with all that sort of thing. And this little exchange is another example of how easily Christians confuse a general conservatism with Orthodox Christianity. The two are not the same thing at all. There's a book that was published with the title, Jesus is Not a Republican. And that is correct. He is not a Republican. He's not a Democrat either. And the idea that we should try to establish conservative values, like the notion of prayer in general, and that if we do this, we are somehow being more Christian, is utterly naive. That is not necessarily the case at all.
All right, that's soundbite number four. It's time for you to vote for soundbite of the week. Should it be Pastor Mason Beecroft on being faithful, not successful? A montage of Glenn Beck from his Restoring Honor rally, Pastor Marcus Zill, the most important college decision, or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on Jesse Helms' willingness to pray the Hail Mary in school if he could pray in school. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 3rd, playing soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email. We get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or leave your vote for us at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week after this.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, September the 3rd. As always, we're going to give away an LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send them to us as a tweet at IssuesETC on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or, as usual, give us a call, and those who vote via the telephone get to go first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number one is Pastor Mason Beecroft, being faithful, not successful. Soundbite number two, a montage of Glenn Beck from his Restoring Honor rally. Soundbite number three from Pastor Marcus Zill, the most important college decision. Or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on Jesse Helms' willingness to pray the Hail Mary if it meant he could pray in school. First up, Chris in Michigan. Chris, thanks for waiting.
Yes, I believe that I vote for number two because... if we embrace the new Babylon and the new Nimrod and have the civil religion, the devil will be pleased, not God.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey sends an email. He says, I vote for soundbite number one. The language of expected outcomes is creeping into the church. It looks for visible signs that God's word is working. We cannot subject God's word to expected outcomes. It accomplishes the purpose for which he sends it. His definition of success is never our definition. Very well put, Gary in New Jersey. Thank you very much for your vote. Brett also emails us with his vote from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. My vote is for soundbite number two. Though it's not a soundbite I can agree with, we need to hear this repeatedly and let it sink in. Anyone who thinks that Glenn Beck doesn't really believe Mormon theology should listen to this again and again. With his Black Robe Regiment, Beck recreated what sort of message about Christians does this message to the non-religious atheists and agnostics in our midst? That's a very good question. That we really are all about politics and do want control of the government. In these last days, along with a whole host of other false Christs, the LDS are trying to merge their false Christ with the Christ of Holy Scripture to steal away all the sheep. But Christ will not share his glory and his throne with the God of the Mormons. Thank you very much, Brett. Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Karen in Laramie, Wyoming says, I vote for Zill. That would be soundbite number three. He's my friend. Plus, it was a great interview, Karen. Thanks for listening in Wyoming. I want to hear from the rest of you. Plenty of time for your votes for Soundbite of the Week. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, as has Scott in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I would like to vote for Pastor Mason Beecroft's statements. Faithfulness isn't popular because we are natural-born hedonists. We only think about what's good for us. So in a sense, successfulism is a Hegelian fallacy that denies there's anything bigger than ourselves to glorify. Yet it's always said that God's blessing us because, well, look at everybody who showed up to witness how awesome we are.
That's true. That's true. It's a very... profoundly glorious theology of glory. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Altamont. Jeremy in Delaware says, I vote for number one, Pastor Beecroft. It is too easy to count noses and nickels, and something is very hard to avoid. It's something very hard to avoid as a parish pastor. Stores close for lack of noses and nickels, and it's hard not to equate that cultural reality with the church. Focus on the faithfulness that God asks of his people is not glamorous or sexy, but it's still what God asks. And what do we often see when we focus, when our focus is where it should be? Success. Whatever and however it's defined, it does follow. People hear the word, people are fed in the sacrament, and the fellowship of the redeemed is realized. Very well put. Jeremy, thank you very much for listening in Delaware. This vote comes from Paul in Milwaukee. He says, I vote for soundbite number one, one product of the faithful ABW roundtable on Thursday, a soundbite saying all Orthodox pastors, in spite of their formulation, are under great pressure to compromise the proclamation of God's word, including the hallowing of his name out of the worldly, pragmatic considerations such as nickels and numbers probably educated a number of concerned listeners, lay readers, lay leaders of the church in the feel-good bottom-line world more hours in the day than pastor risk succumbing to the feel-good and bottom-line thinking also, and he quotes Romans 7. Paul in Milwaukee, thank you very much. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, I vote for soundbite of the week. Number one, Pastor Beecroft, being faithful, not successful. The promises of God are for us throughout eternity. Those preachers who treat the Trinity as a whole vending machine, a holy vending machine, do a great disservice to those who cling to their words for hope. Our hope lies with the new creation, not what God may owe us from our prayer or from our work. Bonnie, she votes for number two. She says, I'd like to vote as being against it. It is something that is confusing our folks in churches. To me, he, that is Beck, was clearly trying to use religion to join people together. He was using politics to cloud the true need of people for Jesus Christ and him crucified for them. Thank you very much, Bonnie. Frank in Illinois says, Pastor Mason Beecroft gets his vote. Faithful, not successful. Who builds the church, Christ or man? We were clueless and dead in our sins until he drew us. No man can come to Christ except the Father draw him. That's John 6:44. Not us drawing them with trends and titillations. God's ways are not our ways. Shouldn't we know better? Let him work, and in the things that he's promised to work through, word and sacrament, he be lifted up and will draw men to himself. Churches who are doing this garbage need to rediscover historical Christianity and the rock-solid doctrine and practice, because good theology is a defense for half-baked, ungodly practices. Thank you very much, Frank in Illinois. Sarah in Minnesota says, I'm voting for soundbite number two. If people don't understand Christianity well enough to be at least slightly unnerved by Glenn Beck's statements, I am forced to question whether they are really Christian at all. Not a cheerful thought. The winner this week of Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number one, Pastor Mason Beecroft, on being faithful, not successful.
We're American pragmatists. We want to grow in nickels and noses, and therefore doctrine becomes completely secondary. And rather than being faithful, we want to be successful. And I will confess that every parish pastor feels that pressure. It's very difficult to tell people in our own modern age in America that Athanasius, you know, gets kicked out of his church, you know, what, 6 or 7 or 8 times simply for being faithful rather than being successful, just doesn't fly. Paul writes to the Galatians. He talks about the need to be faithful to the truth that's been handed over, and a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And yet we're willing oftentimes to tolerate false doctrine. We'll quote-unquote Lutheranize the 40 Days of Purpose or Lutheranize the Prayer of Jabez simply for the sake of drawing people in, whatever that means.
By the way, there's one more vote for that. I just want to read part of it here. Steve says, as he votes for Pastor Beecroft's soundbite, he says, it's too bad. It's a 2-hour drive and a $10 toll for me to get there from Oklahoma City, or my family would be at Grace in Tulsa every Sunday. That's the winner, Pastor Mason Beecroft, on being faithful, not successful. The LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, I think, is going to go to Brett in Pennsylvania. There are many I could have given it to. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Soundbite of the Week. Brett, if you would send us your mailing address with your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And thanks for continuing to think of us during the difficult summer months. Next week on Issues Etc., it's going to be great. We've got a 5-part series on the Apostles' Creed and some of our very best guests, Dr. Carl Fikencher, Dr. Larry Rass, Dr. Ken Sherb, Dr. Stephen Hine, and Pastor Peter Bender. We'll be breaking the Apostles' Creed into 5 parts, spend 2 parts on just the beginning of the Creed, and the whole Creed by the end of the week, next week on Issues Etc. Invite your fellow parishioners this weekend to tune into Issues Etc. next week. It is going to be great. God does not give us charge of the outcome. In fact, the Bible is quite clear here. We're like the farmer that just plants the seed and then he goes to bed. And the seed is the word, of course. He faithfully plants good seed. And then it says, the crop comes up of itself. The seed produces what God plants it to produce. And we are not in charge of the outcome. God says, the outcome belongs to me. Your job, simply preach the word faithfully in season, out of season. Be faithful, he says. He doesn't say be successful. The part of the problem is that we want to define success in our terms, and every time we do, we forget that God defines success and he defines faithfulness. So we preach the word in season and out of season, and we leave the outcome entirely in God's hands. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.